Now in studio with me is Young CBT.
Yes, 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 yes. Can they hear me loud and clear out there? Can they?
Please tell us more about yourself, youngster, and how did you become a rapper, and how long have you been a rapper?
Well, it started a very long time ago for me, like in the mid-90s, early 2000s, like 2001, 2002, you know. So at that time, I was like in primary school, and I was like starting to get into hip-hop heavily, because I'll have to say it was because of Will Smith, when he was the Fresh Prince in Bel-Air, you know what I mean? Like when I used to watch that show, I always used to see this man like with the clothing and he had the high top and he was always like comedic also, you know. And then I found out he was a rapper and I was like, yo, how is it possible that this man can be acting one day and like rapping the next day? I mean, like how do you get involved in this? I mean, like how did he get that opportunity, you know? So once I figured out that it was actually a bigger culture, not just, you know, one guy, it was like a whole movement going on in terms of like b-boying and DJing and stuff like that, and graffiti also. So the whole culture interested me, man. And from that age, I just started like imitating my favorite rappers and dressing like them and wanting to be like them. And when I started rapping, I realized it's not about trying to be the best copy that you can be, man. It's about actually being yourself and telling people your story, because with that comes their story, and their story might be similar to yours. Whereas if you don't tell your own, there's people who might never get to tell theirs, because your story also triggers their own emotion and their own experience. Like if I tell you, for example, a story about tackies, and you hear that and you think to yourself, yo, I remember there was a time they stole my tackies off the washing line. So, you know what I mean? All of a sudden now we can relate to one another because you also experienced that thing. So once I started writing about my own life, I figured out that would be more successful, or the direction that would get me success, more than me trying to be a parrot or a puppet or a carbon copy of something that's already out there. You know, it's better to be unique and to be different. And that is also the way that I have managed to create a career out of this.
Where did you get the ideas for your music?
It's everyday life, man. Like we just spoke about that example now of the tackies. If someone didn't steal my tackies, I couldn't have made a song about tackies. You know what I mean? Because at the same time, there's the positive, there's the negative. So I always touch on both aspects of life, man. Like you can't just speak about the A side always. You have to give people the reality of the situation. If there's a bad reality, then no matter what kind of taste it's going to leave in their mouth, you have to make sure that they taste it anyway. It's like when you give someone medicine. Medicine is good for you, but it doesn't always taste like it, you know what I mean? So if you give somebody medicine, it's good for them in the end, but they have to also get over the bittersweet moment that's happening right now, you know? So when I tell these stories about Cape Town and the environments that we come from and the environments we live in, it's not always what people want to hear. And I can understand that, because the reality is sometimes hard to face. We don't want to admit and we don't want to accept that this is how it is, you know. But if I don't tell you, then maybe that's never ever going to be, you know, heard of. And we have to make people aware of what's going on in our communities, man. So I just look around. I guess you can say I'm like a news reporter, you know. I document the news, and I document it in such a way that people can understand. So me and you we say awe, we say my bro, we say dadelijk, we say salute. So I document it in that way. I document the news in that same way so that you can understand it even better. No complicated words, no big things, you know, no special effects, just 100% real.
What is your favorite song of all time, and what is your favorite song from the ones that you recorded?
For me, like I don't have many favorites, man, because I always like criticize my own music, and I'm always like saying, no, this could have been better. Nah, you could have come up with a better line than this, and I'm always hard on myself. But as far as like other artists' music goes, like I was playing Tupac yesterday, Dear Mama, man. Like I always think that song is a very special hip hop song, because it's a guy that we all consider icon, but also many people consider him to be, you know, a destructive character, and like a volatile person and a vulgar person and an angry person and a thug and a gangster rapper, whatever the case. And be like, everyone classified Tupac as that, but how can you say that if this man made a song just for his mother, just for her alone? Like it was made for his own mother. And then also he made it for all mothers, because he knew, like I told you earlier on, relatable stories always work. If maybe he went through that with his mommy, how can me sitting here in Cape Town, South Africa, like 30 years later, still be listening to that song and it still makes sense in my years, in my generation? That song still tells my story. How is that possible when he wrote that in 1994? You know what I mean? So like timeless things like that, man. Like I'm on a mission to make that kind of music. 10 years from now, they must play Youngster, they must play Buka, they must play Veska, you know, they must play Salutas, and they must still be able to say like, yo, this man is talking about something that's still like this in Cape Town. We still say those words, you know what I mean? The West Cap is still like that. There's still a golden dish there, you know what I mean? Menenberg is still thriving. Menenberg is still surviving. So I just want to make music that's going to resonate years from now. I mean, I don't want to make music that's just going to be quiet now for 1 week, and then next week you're again listening to Cardi B or whoever else, you know what I mean? Because music doesn't last anymore. Its lifespan is much shorter, you know, nowadays. Now, the other day you were listening to an artist, and now that person is gone. Now you found your new artist. And you must know in 2 months from now, the person you're listening to tonight won't be the same. There's going to be somebody else. You don't know who it is yet. That's the beauty of it. But at the same time, I'm just trying to be that person. Even if you're not listening to me now, many, many years from now, you will look back and you will go through my catalog and you will see that, oh, this man already spoke about this, or he already had songs about that, you know. So I'm just trying to take from good examples, like the song of Tupac, as I mentioned. Yeah, it's a very good example to live by, you know. Just honor thy parents, honor thy mother as well. You know, she's a special woman.
You actively help your community. What do you say to other people and motivate them to also do the same?
I won't even say anything to them, really. I mean, if they're not already taking part in trying to make the communities better, then nothing I say is going to resonate with them, or even going to, you know, stick in their mind. I think that all you have to do is take a look outside. You don't have to say anything to anybody. You just have to be aware, and you have to be observant of your surroundings. If you look outside your window, if you look outside your door when you're driving, whatever the case may be, like if you just take a look, there will be a lady on the street corner begging for money or asking for a touran. So how can you tell me that you'd see no way to change your community if there's somebody right there on your doorstep? People come knock on your door every night. Stucky brother, I believe it. Iemand het weer aan vir my en vir my family. You know what I mean? So if you can't even see that the opportunities to help is right there on your doorstep, then there's nothing I can tell you, because anything I tell you is secondary. Anything that you encounter and experience, that's most first-hand experience. You getting it, you having that moment. I wasn't there, you were there, only you know what happened. If I tell you something, you don't know if it really happened. You have to just take my word for it, you know. So by me telling you, go help the community, go find food feeding schemes, go do things for orphanages and hospitals and things like that. If I must tell you to do that, it's still going to be a disconnection. There's still going to be a moment when you're actually going to have to think, you know what, maybe he's right. And then maybe 2 days you'll go do it, you know. But if charity starts at home, really, then I shouldn't be telling you that charity starts at home. You should know already there's a problem. You should know that there's a solution or something that you can do. I shouldn't have to come and say, oh, no, do this, do that. You know, you must take the initiative also at the end of the day to take it upon yourself to do it. Because if people had to tell us to do everything every day, then we'll be sitting around waiting and never getting the answers, you know. So people mustn't be afraid. They must go out there and start doing now. Let's talk. Let's talk. Start doing more.
You performed at Krotiskia High.
Yes.
Are you planning to perform at other schools too?
That was actually a school tour that we were doing with Vodacom, Next Level, and Style of the Youth. So we were using like just a small thing like fashion, for example, because, you know, like most kids and most youths our age are all into, like, you know, style and having the latest and looking cool and so on and so forth. So we were just like, think of that angle, almost like I was playing also once again of the song Tech is like, I know I'm making an example of that song all the time, but a lot of what we're speaking about always comes back to the messages that I put in my music. Like in the song Techies, I speak about, yeah, now wanting to be fresh, wanting to be fly, because that is all our ambition. Our ambition is to look the part at least. If we can't maybe be famous yet, let's look famous. You know, let's pretend for this picture, or let's pretend for this snap or the video, whatever it is, that we are, you know, important people of status, you know. And we use the school tour as that platform, man, to reach the kids, to bring fashion to them and to bring style to them and something that they're interested in, but also spread a positive message. I don't want to come and sound like a preacher at your schools, you know what I mean, because your teachers already do that, you know. I don't want to lecture you and talk to you until you get tired. So I come to you like in a more approachable way, man, with music, with fashion, with something that I know that at least the kids are into that, you know what I mean. We're all into that. So with the schools, like, we went to a school for special needs. When was that? Was it on Thursday? Yes. Yeah, Wednesday. We went to a school for special needs, Glenbridge. In Deep River, and I mean, even once again there we had fans, you know what I mean, and the reception was good as well. We even brought kids up and they were dancing and they were also rapping. There was a rapper there in the crowd also. So I mean, we'll definitely still be going to schools like forever. I can never ever stop going to schools because the youth is the direction that we need to be concentrating on. You know, they are the way forward in this country and in this city as well of Cape Town. If we continue to do things in the old way, then we're going to have old problems. As you can see, this country and the city is not exactly in tip-top shape, no condition. So if we continue to use those same methods, we're going to get the same result, you know. And I'm just trying to come with a new approach, that's all. There's people who came to speak at my school when I was in high school. I didn't care. I didn't listen. So with me having that knowledge that most of the slides don't care, they're not going to listen. With me having that knowledge, I come there with a different approach because I already know what they're not interested in. I already know what they're not listening for. I already know what doesn't get their attention. So let me do the opposite of all that. Let me try and get their attention. Let me try and make them listen. And let me try and get them interested. So we're definitely going to be going to schools like that's never ever going to stop.
For children who want to pursue music but are afraid to do that, what words of encouragement would you give them?
In life, nothing worth having is going to come easy. You know, I don't care what it is. I don't care if you want to be a bodybuilder, you want to be a soccer player, you want to be a swimmer. It's not going to be easy to do anything. Because if it was easy, we'd all do it. If it was easy to be a rapper, then everyone would be a rapper. If it was easy to be a movie star, then everybody would be movie stars, you know. So the things that you really want in life, it's only going to come with hard work and dedication and discipline. You know, you have to be disciplined. If your friends are asking you to go out on a Friday night, but you know very well that you still have an assignment to be handed in, or, for example, if you're going to be a rapper, you still have a song that must be written and you're going to studio Saturday, then you're going to have to sacrifice that night of not going out with your friends. Like, you're going to have to do that. You're going to have to tell them no, you know, and you have to be okay with that. And that's going to happen a lot in life. It's going to be bigger things that people's going to ask you to do. So, for example, you know, you're trying to study, but you're also trying to pursue music at the same time. Now you have an exam that you must study for or something, but also at the same time, someone just offered you a show now. So now you must think, hey, but I'm studying here. And now they offered me my first paying show. It's a good crowd. My name's on the flyer, but I have to study for this paper. So where does your priorities lie? You know, that's why I say it's also about discipline. You have to discipline yourself and train yourself to be committed to something if you want it that much. If you want it that much only. If you just want to do it 9 to 5 and off and, you know what I mean, you want to be a part-time rapper, then that's fine. But you're only going to get half out. You put 30%, you get 30% out. You put 100% in, that's a different story. So for me, I would just encourage them to work at it as hard as you would work at anything else. If you have a job at Pick and Pay even, if you come late to Pick and Pay, there's a good chance you could get fired. So what make you think if you're a rapper that you can just be nonchalant and tardy? Oh, no, it's rapping. No, because if you don't commit to it, then the same thing is going to happen. You're going to lose opportunities, you know. So I would just encourage the youth to work at anything that they want, whether it is being a rapper or not. Work at it tirelessly, 10,000 hours. That is when you will see your results and your rewards. Even if you see people that get famous overnight, know that they will become unfamous overnight as well. As quick as you rise is as quick as you will fall. But if you don't have a strong foundation, then you will always fall and you'll have nothing to stand on if you fall. Whereas if I have a solid foundation and I don't fall, I fall down. It's all right because I have a solid foundation. I'll get back up because my bottom is strong. You know, my middle is strong. I've built my career strong enough to where I can survive over it for years. Whereas other guys just coming in overnight, one song, and they want to be rewarded. They want riches, they want cars already from that. And some of them will get it, but just as quick as they got it, they will lose it as well, you know. So don't also be too enthusiastic. Don't also be too angry. Don't get too excited. Don't let your head grow and don't let it run away with you, you know. Always be humble. Always be, you know, mindful and thankful and grateful. And do things in moderation, man, you know. But work hard and don't ever, you know, undermine and underestimate yourself just because you are Cape Townian or just because you are a colored person or a black person or whatever. Don't ever, ever feel that you are inferior because you're not.
Thank you for that amazing interview. But before we finish everything else, would you please give us a short freestyle?
A short freestyle? Now, what you can do for me in this short freestyle, since you want me to do that, and there has to be a contribution from your side, you're going to give me 4 words.
Okay.
Oh, he's got the words already prepared. Scallum, scallum. Sneaky. Okay, what do you have for me? What force do you have for
we
me?
We have Onyx Stadium, Children, ICU, Kaapstad, and Adidas.
It sounds like five words.
Yes, it's five.
Four is the word. Okay, give me the pages so I can just have it in front of me because you see, I can forget also. Here we go. Yeah, okay. So Oryx Radio, Children, ICU, Kaapstad, Adidas. All right. So let me see what I can do with these five words. So the five words, she usually is four words, but yeah, we got five now. So it's Oryx Radio, Children, ICU, Kaapstad, and Adidas. Okay, so I don't mind the beat, my man, to be honest with you. You know, you can run wild with that one. Because it's a freestyle, you know, so it's very unprepared. All of this is unprepared. You know, we make it up live on the spot. So let's see what I can do. What beat do you have for me there that I can annihilate you? Aye. Young. Yeah. Check it out. Kaapstad. I come from Kaapstad. Check it out. Kaapstad. I come from Kaapstad. Where we from? Kaapstad. I come from Kaapstad. Check it out. Kaapstad. We come from Kaapstad. My name is Youngster CPT. I'm not the best. And you would like to know what's after me? What's next? Well, I can tell you now it's something that you won't expect. Now tune into the radio. Initials RX. Yeah, yeah. And that's exactly what it be. I told you before, I'm Youngster from the CPT. And when it come to fans, I'm trying to get the million. I do it for the adults and I do it for the children. Yeah, yeah. Because they know that they my fans. The name is Youngster, a freestyle, oh yes I can. Now everyone outside, I say I wear my brew, and through this gloss, I see you. They probably never got it. The name is Youngster, and I got like five topics. Now I told you what my name is, they say Youngster. I earn my stripes, like Adidas. Yeah, yeah, and that's exactly how it be. The name is Youngster, and he's in the Premier League. You know how it goes, me and the Weidenstein fuss. 3, 2, 1, I represent Kaapstad. And I promise it never change. The name is Youngster, these freestyles I can't explain. But I'm not an employee to this rap, I am the boss. Salute us to the YGN, peace out Red Cross.
That was so awesome.
Salute!
You are listening to Amira's Hot Playlist to keep up with the artist's tracks.